From the cheers during last night's announcement, one might have thought the Twins were already playing in a new outdoor ballpark. And not just playing, but heading to the World Series. Despite the fanfare, the news was considerably more mundane. Mayor Norm Coleman.
I am pleased to announce that a letter of intent to purchase the Minnesota Twins has been signed by an ownership group led by Bob Daigle Jr. and Glenn Taylor.
The agreement comes nearly a week after last Friday's missed deadline, and the deal is a fragile one. It would unravel if Coleman's stadium push collapses. Current Twins owner Carl Pohlad wasn't available last night to comment on the deal. Taylor and Nagley declined to discuss the details, including a potential sales price, believed to be roughly $120 million for a team that cost Pohlad $36 million in 1984. Nor would they say which of the two investors would own a greater share of the enterprise. Rather, the announcement focused on what Nagley called the clearing of a major hurdle.
There are three more important parts to play, and everybody will have their opportunity to take a swing at the ball, including the residents of the city of St. Paul, including the elected representative of the state, and the governor of the state of Minnesota, hopefully. But we have to look at this as if we've accomplished the one hurdle, and now we can't get to hurdle three until we cross hurdle two.
Hurdle two will be finding support among St. Paul residents. The mayor is asking them to approve an increase in the city sales tax to fund one-third of a $325 million ballpark for the Twins. Polls show St. Paul voters oppose the mayor's ballot initiative nearly 2-1. Coleman says identifying new owners is an attempt to defuse some of the bitter feelings toward the current ownership. Although the Twins won two World Series championships under Pohlad's watch, his public image was wounded during what many Minnesotans considered a heavy-handed attempt to secure state funding for a ballpark in 1997.
There were people who were clearly not happy with the way this thing had played out in the past. That's gone. And so now the issue should be, what is the value of having the Twins in St. Paul and what's the cost?
In addition to the city's one-third contribution, the state would cover another third of the stadium cost, and the team would pay the rest with revenues generated by the facility. Opponents of public funding for a new ballpark who were on hand for the announcement say a change in ownership won't automatically precipitate a change in voter sentiment. Matt Entenza is a DFL state representative from St. Paul.
I don't think that people would necessarily care who owns the Twins. I think what you're seeing is a well-orchestrated PR campaign, and I think the mayor gets credit for that. Is it going to change votes? I think this referendum is only won if there's hardly any turnout. This is a dead deal, and it's just making some noise.
Even if stadium boosters can use the new ownership group to win voter approval in November, it may make little difference when the plan arrives at the state legislature. The fractious stadium push in 1997 has left even previous ballpark supporters reluctant to resume the debate. And opponents, such as Entenza, say the plan has little chance of success at the Capitol. On the other hand, prospective buyer Glenn Taylor is a former Republican Senate minority leader with a firm understanding of legislative deal-making.
I pledge to use my experience, the experiences that I have learned in running of the Timberwolves and the Lynx, my experiences that I've learned as a business person, and my experiences that I've learned as a legislature to try to help this process along the best that I can.
But a key opponent says Taylor's expertise in capital connections won't be enough. John Marty is a DFL state senator from Roseville who was instrumental in defeating the 97 proposal.
I don't think it's going to have a big impact. The legislators didn't hate Carl Pohlad, and so they like Glenn Taylor. It's still, they're hearing from their constituents that the public doesn't want to subsidize a bunch of billionaires in their private investments. And so I don't think it's going to change a lot at the Capitol.
And if Coleman, Nagley, and Taylor do leap the next two hurdles, they may find the last one the tallest of the three. Literally, if not figuratively. Governor Jesse Ventura has already made clear his opposition to taxpayer-supported sports facilities. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.